KF8 GSD. KF8 GSD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO testing. W-E-A-W-U-O.
Connected to CMN Network.
N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, John. Good morning, sir. How are you? Doing okay today. Just curious if you have an update on your tire and if you're going diving today after all, or maybe that had to be canceled.
I canceled the diving just because I got to deal with this tire. And then the tire, I haven't done anything with it yet, although I am driving it right now. So I'm only going about a mile to the gas station and then a mile back, and then I'll probably put the spare on. So shouldn't be too big of a deal. Sort of want to try to pull it out and see if it holds, because it's barely in there. But my hunch is I'll just have to replace it.
Yeah, that's what they usually say about anything with the sidewall on it. I was trying to size it up with the, you know, type of screw that it was in there. It seems like there's got to be some more. When you get it out, finally, take a look at it. I'm wondering how far it's in there. It doesn't seem like, it seems like it would be all the way through, the way I'm looking at it. But who knows until you pull it out. But I also, looking at those tires, they look almost new. So, drafts, you're going to have to get a new tire, probably.
Yeah, yep, that's what I'm thinking too. I think, you know, you're right, that looking at the threads on the, the screw, there's not that many exposed, so it's looking to me like I'm going to be, that it's in there probably pretty far, and so I probably will have to replace it. They're not even, I kind of want the actual tires that are rims and tires that are meant for this truck. And those aren't it. And so it's like, well, what do I do? Try to find the full four tire set? Because the spare is the one that's meant for this truck. But the guy I got the truck from, he swapped out the other four because he wanted to make it look more like a Tahoe. And so they're different size. So I don't even know if I can put the spare on, because even like the miles per hour of this truck it's off by like 3 or 4 miles an hour because of the circumference or the diameter is different. So it's like I probably should just get 4 new tires. Not maybe, you know, I'm hoping I can find them used somewhere from someone else that did something similar and take the 4 tires off type thing, but yeah, just what I needed.
Yeah, I was curious, and I'm sure in that vehicle it was a full-size spare, but nevertheless, it could be the wrong size. Okay for just temporary use, of course, but, and then I thought maybe you had, I don't know if they still have them, but in the old days they had special police pursuit tires designed, you know, for higher speed. Not that you need that, but, yeah, and now it's kind of snowballing. Do you get all 4 new tires to match? That is the question.
Yeah, part of me wants to just get the 4, like, because I've seen for a smoking deal on Craigslist, but I was unfortunately just a little bit too late. I've seen the rims and tires off of an actual Tahoe, the right size and everything. I've seen them for sale. I think I saw for the full set it was like $300. And they still had really good tread to it. And I think the Tahoe they came off of got totaled or something. And so it's like, well, yeah, if I can find that deal, because a brand new tire is going to be like $300. And so if I can get the rims and tires and put the things that are supposed to be on here that will match the spare and get the speedometer going again, and then this thing does have a wobble at like over 75, so there's a tire balance issue of some sort. But it depends on the road. Sometimes I can go 75 and it does fine. Sometimes I do 75 and I have to slow down to around or below 70 to get it to drive decent, and that's just going to cause other problems. So it's like getting this fixed and into the correct rims and tires is probably going to solve a couple issues, hopefully. And so that's probably what I should do, but I didn't really want to do that right now. But here we are.
Yeah, the issue was forced by the, what was the story, the pallet disassemblers spreading the screws all over the lot there. That's not cool. I'm sure you'll probably mention that tomorrow.
Yeah, I already sort of sent out a text message, and I just said I hate our parking lot and a picture of it, and then my boss said, dang, right in the sidewall, too. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'd say, and I commented back, I'm always picking up nails out of the parking lot, and that was the extent of it. I didn't gripe too bad, but I'll probably revisit it again tomorrow with the boss, and mainly because it's like we really should address that. You know, you don't have to fix my tires. You know, I'll suck this one up, but like, can we get somebody out in the parking lot to clean it up, you know, so that other people aren't having this issue, you know, because this is kind of ridiculous, but such is life. But yeah, I don't know what it is. There's like we have a shipping receiving guy who always complains that he's got too many things to do, but at the same time, we have a parking lot that's full of trash, you know. And it's like, can't we, like, hire someone or something and have them clean up this parking lot so that, number one, we can get better parking? Because people are parking on the grass, and it's like there's spots all over the place, but you have people parking on the grass because there's piles of pallets in areas. There's these shop aid structures that we built to get tools out of our bay doors that are too wide to get out of the bay door normally, so you put it on an angle on this fixture, and then you can get it out the door. And that's all that we needed it for, and it was from a for a customer. It was like some really big tooling we did for a customer that we don't do business with anymore. So I said, we don't need these anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like, as it should be, every parking spot is prime real estate, and you don't want to be taken up by storage if you can help it. So, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, somebody should be in charge of that, like you said, so it doesn't happen again. And then the question is, do you have, I know there's, sometimes it's like the pallets are used and it's like free, you know, take them away. Do you have scroungers coming to pick those up, or is it a company that comes and gets them?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. I know I've never seen, like, a third-party company come over and pick up the pallets. I do know that typically it's our guys that dismantle them, and they'll go out there with sawzalls and chainsaws and cut them up, and then I assume they throw them out. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, hopefully we get someone to address that, you know, because it's annoying. It's annoying not having anywhere to park, and then when you do park somewhere, you park somewhere kind of where cars don't normally go because of the way the parking lot is, but that's where you're more likely to find a nail, and I don't know. So, but I don't want to complain all morning long about my work. I'm sure nobody else wants to hear it too. But what else is new with you, sir?
NAWRO. Alrighty, well, we'll switch topics. We'll move on to my new Cisco phone. Good news, Sidecar does work, but I'm still fighting to, I got it provisioned, but, you know, when time permits, it's still not connecting, if that makes sense. Of course, now I got to put the Wi-Fi back in. It seems to keep losing that. So let me play with it a little bit more, but then I might need to reconvene with you if I can't get it to work fully. But the good news is the sidecar does work.
KEAWUO. All right, well, that is mostly good news. From context clues, it sounds like you're not connecting it via Ethernet. You're connecting it via Wi-Fi. Let me pull up the little dashboard here and see what it says for phone logs. I have no failures. I show yours as being provisioned at 7:06 a.m. this morning. But what's it doing? Just not staying connected?
So eventually I'm going to switch the network cable to this phone, but during setup right now I have the 525 on my desk, and that's working fine. So I should have three phones connected. The new one right now, it does, I rebooted it because it seemed to lost its Wi-Fi. But when it boots up, it lights up the sidecar, and it lights up, you know, the main phone itself. It shows the screens. Everything's there, but the lights are flashing, and I don't get a dial tone. And I think it's something about link. Link is down, or link did not get established. But if this worked, there'd be actually three phones on my one HOIP extension.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I do show today at 3:05 a 525 G2 connected and got provisioned. And it looks like you named it now third phone. potentially. And then I see two more. One more went on at 3:09 this morning. And that was another 525G. And that one also says now third phone. So that might be the same phone twice. I'll have to look at the MAC address. But interesting. Yeah, I'm confused. What happens if you plug in the new 8861 into the Ethernet? Will it connect and provision from there? Kind of curious.
Yeah, I could. I haven't tried that yet. I could do that. Of course, it drops my desk phone. Yeah, that third phone is the desk phone. The one in the kitchen, I don't have it automatically provisioning. I just do that manually. So, but how about we switch to the other radio for this, if you got time? Or Discord or something?
Okay, yeah, we can do that. I'm at the gas station, and I don't have the other radio with me. I was going to just make a quick run out. I'm going to run inside the gas station, grab this Monster and Mountain Dew, and then I'll jump on Discord, and we'll walk through and see if we can figure it out. So I'll be clear after yours, and then I'll find you on Discord in like 5 minutes. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Yeah, that'll work for me too, John, but don't rush. I'll be here all morning, so. But Discord in a little bit. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
AFADRC. WDAKLL, KFADRC.
NAQYQ, Mobile Monitoring and Warrant.
WDAKLL, KFADRC. One more time. WDAKLL, KFADRC. KFADRC, clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KBADM. Go ahead, D-O-N.
I gotta figure out what volume that is. There you go, I think I found the right volume that time.
Okay, I need to use KD-H-O-N. I got a good copy on you.
Okay, well, there's three of us, that's a start. I'll be monitoring, I'll be here if needed. Just finishing up my snacks here. And it'll be eating food.
Roger that. Briggs, KAJBD, KEAJN, I have a great copy on you.
Yep, you are loud and clear, nice copy, armchair, so no problem, KAJBD.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, D2, Macomb County, checking in.
NAWRO, KEDN, got you on the roster, sir. Good afternoon. Great, Delta, Oscar November, standing by, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. Delta, Oscar November, standing by, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. Broke up, can you try again? This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar November, standing by, Michigan Section ARP, CNET.
Alpha, Delta 8,
Mike
Papa.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, got you, that's definitely that time, sir, thank you. Anyone else looking to check in, please call.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, got you in around the corner there. Anyone else, please call now.
H-H-E-R-V.
Can you say that again, please?
Talk a little closer to your radio, please. You're on the repeater.
K-E-8-Z-R-V.
Okay, sorry, I doubled on you. Do it to me one more time.
ZRV.
Green light.
Green light.
Call sign was Kilo Echo 8. Charlie Romeo Victor.
Charlie Romeo Victor, got it.
Oh, yes.
All right, thank you. Let's see, this is QSOH, Delta Oscar November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. I'm looking for any other check-ins. Please call.
Kilowatt Bravo 8-0 Whiskey Romeo, get us there.
ABE.WR, got you over there, sir.
NOR, no traffic.
Any NOR, that's good readable today, thank you. Anyone else, please call now.
UHF Hub, timeout. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
DRC, this is WADAP.